Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Market Mystics Podcast. I think we're going to have a fun conversation today. That's always our goal. It doesn't always land, but it's always our goal. We were talking a little bit about this beforehand. Actually, we talked for a long time before we started recording this episode because there's just a lot to like go.
Sometimes there's a lot to catch up on.
It's true. It is. But where we decided to land on the recording was this concept, this idea that every choice you make continues through eternity. And if that realization, does it make you want to change the choices you're making? Does it like, you know, does it? Yeah, I think it's more of like an introspective, like analysis of what you're doing. Like that choice just is forever associated with you forever and ever. Like, is that like, what do you want associated with that?
I feel like this is super heavy. So first of all, it reminds me of Hall's episode again. So like the ripples, right? Mm-hmm. So what if every choice you make continues through eternity? That's essentially ripples, right? And then also, I tend to be a big picture person. But this is like big picture, right? Big picture. And it almost feels a little overwhelming.
Mm.
I'll be honest. Like when you suggested this topic, you then had a bite of a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Top secret, Josh loves marshmallows. And I was like, what about the decision to eat the marshmallow? Like, that's where I go. So I go like super broad, but then also to the minutia. So is even using my hands like this as I'm talking, that is kind of an unconscious decision, but it's something that I'm doing. And will that affect eternity? And that's why it feels heavy to me.
Yeah, I get that. It also made me laugh because you were like, this feels heavy. And I'm like, well, you're just talking about it in the context of eating marshmallows. That doesn't feel heavy. but no, I get how that definitely, which I think is the point. Like the point of it is to be like, if I'm living for eternity, if my choices are eternal choices, which I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it. It's not the concept of like eternal consequences. It's just the idea that choice is kind of like it's forever associated with your name. Like you said, like Josh loves marshmallows, which is true. I do. And it's like, oh, is that something that I would want like 1,000 years from now, people to be like, oh, there's Josh. He loves marshmallows. Like,
they're
maybe.
Gonna listen to this episode. They're going to be like, Joshua, the marshmallow lover.
Yeah. It's possible.
Kim, yeah. The hand talker.
Kim, the hand talker. Josh, the marshmallow lover. It's great. So I don't know. I don't like, I think the point of it is to make you look at it in both the, like the little teeny every detail and the big picture part. Because it sort of follows up this concept that we were also talking about how, like, I don't know if you want to call it the flesh or the world system is sort of a system of like, I want to choose things that immediately impact me rather than choosing something that impacts other people. I heard a rabbi one time talk about, I wish I could remember his name so I could give him credit, but he talked about how he was raised with the concept of that the one who was greatest in the kingdom was the one who impacted the most humans' lives. And so his goal in business was to like sell products or do things that would reach the most people. And that was one way that he equated success and long-term like legacy. And I think that that plays really well into this other idea, because if you don't have an eternal mindset, then it's way easier to just choose the immediate gratification. If you have an eternal mindset, you're more likely to choose things that benefit society and humanity more so than it impacts you in the moment. You might even choose something that in the moment hurts you.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a million different things right now. So, first of all, I thought this question could have the potential to stop someone in their tracks and almost incapacitate them to make a decision.
Sure.
And I don't think that's the point at all. I think it's like this awareness of, what eternal impact this could have. And then I was also thinking about, we were part of this conversation before we recorded as well, had to do with Christian culture versus like Christian faith system or belief system, just how they're kind of a little bit different, which we could talk about at some point, but I'm just giving you that basic thing right now because I also think, just to be honest, I've known some Christians who their only thing that they think matters in life is whether people get saved. And I've seen a lot of damage done by some of those attempts. And I don't actually know the eternal impact of it, I'll be honest. I know there are a lot of people in the world who are dealing with church hurt, both Christians and non-Christians. And I don't know, some things that could actually hurt, even though you are trying to make an eternal impact, but then it kind of turns a different way because it's almost like, this is going to sound really bad. I'm just going to say it and you can correct me and I appreciate it. It's almost like in the pursuit of making an eternal impact, people make it about themselves and the mark that they are making, and then it turns it back to self, as opposed to, no, I'm actually doing this for the advancement of humanity, for the benefit of humanity, for the building of the kingdom. And then it kind of turns into, will I save this many souls? You know what I mean? And I think that in some of this, I know I'm talking a lot and I'm really sorry, but that's kind of where some of my mind went with this. Because I think that you could look at it from an eternal perspective and still make it about yourself. But I think the point in this is looking from, or the ideal would be looking from an eternal perspective and benefiting the whole, benefiting humankind, benefiting creation, benefiting the state of the world, benefiting the kingdom, those kinds of things. And a conversation from earlier today, which is in the bonus content. If any of you guys are subscribers or members, not subscribers, members of our YouTube, you'll have access to it. It was a conversation with the load shedding group that happened earlier today. We're recording on a date that we're not posting, so you'll just have to find it. But it was about government. And one of the things that I talked about that was not actually from me, it was because the Lord was showing me this as people were talking about it. I don't know if that ever happens to you. But one of the things with governing with the Lord whether it's your life or your business or a ministry or a state or a country, whatever, governing in general, has to do with partnering with the Lord and doing as he leads you to do and taking responsibility for what he's given you responsibility for. And essentially what that does is it lays down a path, essentially. Like you're essentially laying down bricks on a path forward according to how he's leading you. And this will have eternal implications. And so that's kind of what it made me think of, is at least for me, kind of being responsible and governing the things that the Lord has given me well, whether it be relationships or just, I don't know, I guess sleeping on a certain pillow. I have no idea, or eating marshmallows.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot there. And I think even in like the evangelizing, when you were talking about the evangelizing, I'm like, to some extent, they're doing that because they're looking at something with an eternal mindset.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, that's, I don't like, man, that can be a really challenging thing sometimes. Cause I'm like, man, I've seen some people do some really dumb, not kind things in the name of evangelizing, very us and them type of things. But also it's like, yeah, their belief system, like to some extent, is truly like, if I don't do this, that person is forever going to be tormented. And so it's almost like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I don't hate them for what they're doing.
Same.
I just think that there is maybe a higher way of doing it. And actually, my wife Bree and I have been talking about this a lot. Like, the best way to, like, we were talking about it in the thought process of mental health, of like healing from trauma. And it was like, I told her, I said, the best way to convince someone that therapy or counseling or any of those modalities that deal with trauma and mental health, the best way to convince someone that it's beneficial is to demonstrate that it's beneficial for them. Like, if you meet someone and you're like, wow, 4 years ago, you were a wreck, and now you're like super stable and you're happy and your life's going well, what happened? And you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I did. Like, that is an amazing way to evangelize healing. And I think that in the exact same way, that's how we're called to evangelize for God, is for people to come and be like, man, your life is great. What are you doing? Be like, oh, actually, I just started following these principles that God gave me. And he was like, hey, if you do this, your life's going to be pretty cool. Like, I think that that's ultimately the highest form of evangelizing. The Bible talks about it in that context. Like, there's the verses that say they'll know we're Christians by our love. Like, if that's, can we demonstrate that? Can we live in such a way that the world is like, wow, like, there's something better about the way you're doing things than the way I'm doing things. And if you're living with an eternal mindset, you might be like, I think this ties in really well. Like, you might be, if you're making the decisions from that point of view, you might be making decisions that other people will eventually be drawn to.
Yep. I think another thing that is fairly key in that you're talking about is relationship and community. I know that you can look at someone and how they behave and see love on them, like see that they're carrying love, but it is much harder to do it when you see a person interacting with themselves than it is when you see a person interacting with another person,
sure.
which essentially indicates relationship of some sort. And I think that's one of the things that we as Christians have missed a little bit, is that community that just demonstrates the love, where people look at us and go, what is different about you guys? You all seem to love each other. Things are going great. Not that it's perfection.
Right.
But again, they will know you by your love. And love in its purest form has nothing to do with just the self. It must be shared. Like it is, it's a flowing concept, right? I don't know. This doesn't really answer your question about the eternal viewpoint, does it?
No, but I also think that all of this is just meant, like we've had a couple conversations recently that I think the biggest point of it is just to stir you to think.
That's true. It does make me think. And it does make me, I'm sure I will find myself in the next few days, week, months, whatever, like being more aware of the decisions I'm making. And I think that's good. I think that is the point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And hopefully then making better decisions in some of those times.
And ultimately that would probably be
ideal.
Ideal, yes. Yeah.
That's funny. So have you, because you already had this topic kind of in mind, have you found yourself already changing your mindset or being more aware of the things that you're choosing?
Well, I've had it in my mind for about 12 hours.
So how's that gone? 12
hours. But it made me stop and think, like, for a little while, like, oh yeah, like what are the decisions I'm making? And is that what I want to make? And ultimately what it made me think of was my mind went less to the little things in life. It went more to like the big picture, like almost like, am I making the decisions in my day to day that are leading to where I want my eternal legacy to be? Like that's sort of where my mind went with it.
That's good. And what did you determine in those 12 hours? Like, did you find that there are decisions you're making that are leading you there? Did you find that you are making decisions that are making a longer path?
Yeah, I honestly feel like my life is that over the past several years, I've made a lot of decisions that really have aligned me with what I would like to see.
That's amazing.
Maybe it's not perfect. Like there's still things to go, but I feel in general that, yeah, like it's headed a way I'm happy about.
Has it spurred you to think of any habits or practices or actions that you currently take that you want to stop because it isn't pulling you in the right direction?
A great question. I haven't got that far yet. I can report back.
It's only 12 hours old. Yeah. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I need to think about.
Yeah. That's really my heart in bringing it up is just the like, let's think about this for a little bit, because that helps you analyze your life. Just that's like the, true. I mean, it's very similar to the conversation we had on what continues on. Like this is kind of in that same vein of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And It's like I one of them, that first one, this is built off of that, and just be like, oh yeah, like switching from a very short-term mindset to a very long-term mindset. And what do you need to do? What do you need to think about? What do you need to listen to? What do you need to eat to get there?
Yeah, that's really good. I had a meeting with a friend yesterday, maybe, and we were praying or engaging about some things. And near the end of our conversation, she wanted to just like open-ended ask the Lord something, like just, hey, is there anything else you want to tell me? Is there anything else you want to say? And we kind of also laughed because that can be something you might get hit with something you have no idea is there, like kind of get blindsided. But it also makes me think, you know, this would be a really great question to go and just lay in front of the Lord and like ask him to show you, you know, I'm saying this like it's you. I'm saying this as me. Okay. Ask him to show me like, what are some of these things that I have that are having eternal implications that's actually pulling me away from the direction that we're going? Because I don't know, I'm at a point in my life where I feel like this is a journey with him. Like we're going together wherever it is that he's leading. And so if it's not a direction that we're meant to go, then like show me. Right, reveal it to me. Maybe also help me figure out how to change that trajectory. But you know, it's just one of those things that I'm gonna take and just kind of lay before him and see what he may have to say about it.
I love that. Good conversation.
Good conversation. Good topic, Josh.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have these conversations and then we never really do come back and touch back on it. But every now and then
We should.
we should check back in.
That's true. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today on this talk. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we enjoyed it. It's been good. Look forward to seeing you soon.
See ya. Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.